Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Brian Hoyer now joins us on behalf of DraftKings. DraftKings will have a 30% same-game parlay profit boost for Jets-Pats, a game that I'm going to on Thursday night football for all customers. Just visit the DraftKings Sportsbook and opt in. And now joining us is former Patriots quarterback in Brian Hoyer. Brian, appreciate the time. How you been?
I'm great, Zach. Maybe I'll see you there. I'll be there as well. So I'm looking forward to that game. I'm happy to be joining forces with DraftKings and kind of just helping people stay informed and give my knowledge of 15 years on football. And I love doing it. So,
well, I know you were at one Patriot place today because I didn't even realize this, but Gronk wasn't officially retired yet. And he signed that one-day contract with the New England Patriots. Just what was that like seeing your former teammate, obviously the legendary Rob Gronkowski, get honored that way?
Yeah, it was awesome. Gronk is one of a kind. And Mr. Kraft tried to talk him in. He's like, look, we're playing the Jets tomorrow. Can we turn this into a two-day contract? And of course, Rob, in his humor, he goes, all right, what's the signing bonus we're talking about here, right? Now, Rob looked incredible. He could still play. He does a great job at Fox commentating. And you know, for me, he came in 1 year after me. And so we were young bucks together. And I actually got to throw him his first touchdown pass in the preseason his rookie year. And he credits me for all of his success. I got him going. He goes, look, Tom didn't really trust me until he saw you throw me that seam against Atlanta in the preseason. So he's awesome. I love him. And I'm so happy for him. He deserves it.
You know, it's kind of funny because I first had my first encounter with Rob Gronkowski. I was in high school. I was hosting a show out of my parents' basement.
Oh, nice.
And I sent him a direct message on Facebook like, hey, Gronk, big fan of yours. Would love to have you on. And he wrote back, absolutely, would love to do it. Here's my cell phone number. Call me. And then he came on. And who knew at the time that this guy would go on to be one of the greatest tight ends, if not the greatest tight end in the history of the National Football League. So that's my Gronk story. Your favorite Gronk story is what?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many of them. I think I'll never forget when he pulled the Yo Soy Fiesta, right? He's getting interviewed in Spanish and he just freezes and he just says Yo Soy Fiesta, which translates to I am party, which there's not probably a truer statement for Rob Gronkowski. But I think the sweeter side of Rob, too, and I mentioned this to someone today, I said, you know, Rob got hurt one season and he was on IR and he was just living up. He was a young kid living up here by himself. And I was married at the time. And my wife and I made him like a lasagna and took it over. And he saw her a few years ago. I think it was at Tom Brady's Hall of Fame retirement ceremony. And he said, you know, I'll never forget that time you cooked that lasagna for me when I was hurt. And I was like, man, I kind of even forgot about that, but it just goes to show you the heart that he has. And the thing that I loved about him, I didn't see too many people in the NFL level that would smile mid-play. And Gronk would be smiling all the time, whether he was blocking someone and pancake them or when he was going down to catch a route and you know, just mossing somebody. And he just played the game the right way with like a childlike joy. And I always appreciated that about him.
Lasagna. Now, in my family on Thanksgiving, we got rid of turkey. Like, okay. Two decades ago, because just no one would eat it, and it's such a production, and let's be real, you'd rather have other stuff.
Sure.
So we do lasagna on Thanksgiving. The Hoyers are big lasagna people, I gather, now?
I think, you know what, it's when you're young, like, you know, I was probably 24, my wife was 23. So like, it's like one of those staples, right? You grow up with lasagna. It's kind of easy to make as long as you layer it the right way. I'm actually, my daughter requested lasagna tonight. So when I get done with these interviews, that's actually what I'm going to make. So pretty cool to hear that that's what you guys do for your Thanksgiving tradition.
Now, this is our big character test on the show. Whenever we have
Okay.
prospects on or just people that we like, we ask them this question to see if we could continue the conversation and the relationship. Brian Hoyer here with us. When you eat chicken wings, do you go ranch or blue cheese?
Oh, blue cheese.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. No, look,
You're a
I
sane
love
human being.
ranch. I love ranch. And you'll never believe this, but when I was playing at Michigan State, we would stay at the Kellogg Center, which is like kind of the on-campus hotel for the night before the games. And they had the best ranch dressing, and we would put it on every I would like literally take tomato slices and put it on the ranch on it. Because look, we didn't have NIL. That was the best
Yeah.
meal I was going to get all week. Ranch on tomatoes, ranch on lasagna, ranch on everything. But when you order buffalo wings, you have to have blue cheese. And honestly, thinking of another team hotel, the team hotel here in New England for the Patriots, I won't r divulge where it is, the best homemade blue cheese recipe I've ever had in my life. And I always thought it was funny we get chicken wings the night before the game, but they were incredible with this blue cheese.
Brian Hoyer here with us on behalf of DraftKings. So Drake May and the Pats, it's been an unbelievable story this year. They're 8-2. I went into this season looking at the schedule and I said, oh, maybe it's my fan coming out in me, but I thought they could win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
They're already at 8. It looks like they have the AFC East right in front of them with the 2-game lead against the Bills, and they already beat the Bills once. I know they're playing later in the season. How far are you willing to go when you think what this team could accomplish with Drake May and Mike Vrabel leading the charge?
Man, they've been incredible. It's been fun for me, especially, you know, into my foray of becoming a media member. I have a podcast. I cover the team through the internal media shows that they do and things like that. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot more fun this year than it was last year. And what they've shown is that they have a resiliency, they have an accountability to one another. They kind of remind you of those throwback Patriots teams. There's not truly a star. You might have the quarterback, right? But you have a lot of guys who are underrated, who are coming up with big plays. I love the addition of Stephon Diggs, the leadership that he's brought to this team, which, you know, you only know what you read about someone. And I never play with Stephon, but you were kind of wondering how that was going to go. And you see him out there. He's become a leader on this team. It's been incredible. And ultimately, it goes back to Vrabel and the culture that he's built so quickly. The guy's buying in. And I'm going to be a little biased here. One of my favorite coaches, Josh McDaniels. I think that was such a good hire to pair with a young, talented quarterback. And, you know, when I watched Drake, and obviously I understand that offense, haven't played in for a long time, he's operating at a level that I thought maybe might take him a full year to get to. It took him all of 3 weeks. And really, when you saw him play in that Miami game, he made a few plays where he was alerting plays, getting into the right pass protection, dropping dimes. He's been incredible. And ultimately, the thing that I love about him is how humble he is, right? He's getting these MVP chants. He kind of shakes it off. He's like, oh, that's probably for Baker. That wasn't for me. Like, very humble, dishes out the praise to his teammates. And it's been fun to watch. And I would say, with the way the league is this year, I would say they can be a contender in the AFC. There's no doubt about it.
Brian Hoyer here with us. So I'm in our New York City headquarters. Right down the hall from us is WFAN in New York. The Giants job is open. We know Bill Belichick's past with the Giants. I know he's at UNC. They're starting to win a little bit, but it hasn't
Yeah.
been a successful season, obviously, for the hoodie at Chapel Hill. Can you see Bill getting offered another job once again in the NFL as a head coach, maybe with the Giants?
I mean, I definitely with the Giants, you could see that with his history there. And he would always speak so glowingly about his time with the Giants, right? Under Bill Parcells, and obviously that great defense that he had. And he would talk about Banks and Pepper Johnson and Lawrence Taylor. And so I know he loves the history there. I would see that would definitely be an option. But I'm going to throw out a name, and you tell me what you think about this. And it goes because of the quarterback and what he thinks of the quarterback. What about a Jon Gruden, huh? A guy who just met with Jackson Dart, and I don't know how much you pay attention, but Gruden is so it's great. I mean, obviously we'd love to see him coaching, but I'd be selfishly, I'd be like, I'm going to miss the content that he comes up with. He does this quarterback class with these rookies that are coming in the league, and I couldn't get enough of it, especially watching him with Jackson Dart. And Dart has been so impressive this year. What about a guy who knows a lot about football, has won a Super Bowl as a head coach? I think Gruden's personality would be incredible in New York.
Now, I know that Gruden has an affinity for Jackson Dart, like you
Yeah.
said. I even texted Gruden the other day. I was trying to get him on.
Yeah.
Didn't hear back from him yet, so maybe this conversation will lead his way. I just don't think that's going to be the guy. I just don't envision Gruden getting an NFL head coaching job again, just like I don't envision Bill, unfortunately,
Yeah.
getting another NFL head coaching job. I think the Giants, they need a player's coach who isn't a doormat. And I know guys will probably say offense, offense, offense. I actually see a guy like maybe like Jesse Minter on
Yeah.
Harbaugh's staff, the defensive coordinator, or a name that's been thrown around here a lot, Jeff Hafley with the Packers, and then Lou Anarumo, who's now at the Colts. Those are some of the names that have been talked about a lot here in New York.
Yeah, all good coaches. I was with Hafley in Cleveland and San Francisco. Very bright defensive mind. I mean, man, Lou Anarumo got kicked out of Cincinnati. He's doing a hell of a job over there in Indianapolis. But I think, the one thing about New York, you got to be able to withstand the heat, right? And selfishly, I'm glad we got him. But a guy like Vrabel, and I don't know who's out there. I don't know the coaching staffs well enough, but there's got to be a guy who's a former player who has some grit to him, who isn't going to take any crap from anybody. Go in and the way Vrabel handles the media has been incredible because he's respectful. He's got a little Belichick to him, but he's got some humor as well. And I think in New York, you got to have that.
I've heard you on before on Cleveland Radio 92.3, The Fans. Let me just chat a little bit about the Brownies for a second. Is Shador ever going to play this year? Do you
I
think he'll ever start for the Browns?
mean, it's such an odd, way of handling that situation because I think at some point, right, the Browns are not going to the playoffs. They're going to be in rebuild mode again. At some point, you have to see if he can be the guy, right? Like, okay, Dillon Gabriel like played decent last week against the Jets, had a few touchdowns, but ultimately, at a certain point, it becomes tryout season for who's going to be the quarterback next year. And they've obviously accumulated a lot of draft picks to be able to make a move in the draft. And, I haven't gotten into studying college quarterbacks yet, but maybe it's going to be a fight between the Jets and the Browns to be able to get this Mendoza kid out of the University of Indiana. I've been really impressed with him, was able to catch that game-winning drive that he had last week at Penn State and kind of, in a weird way, reminded me of Drake May, the way he carries himself, gave all the glory to his teammates, thank God for, putting him in that position. And I really like the way, I mean, big, strong guy can make all the throws and seems to have some athleticism. So, look, until you have a quarterback, it's hard to win in this league, right? And so there's always going to be teams searching and the Browns and the Jets will be two of those teams after the season.
Two more with Brian Hoyer before we let him run on behalf of DraftKings. Jackson Dart, right, going to have a new coach next year. Cam Ward going to have a new coach next year. Dart, right, rookie in the league. Cam Ward, also rookie in the league. Just what do you think their futures can be in the NFL, having to deal with some of these changes that do inevitably happen in this league?
Yeah, no, I actually love both these guys coming out of the draft, and I actually thought Dart was going to be a first rounder, and I liked. Look, I think Brian Daboll is a good coach, and I like the pairing between those two. I think he taught Jackson the right way to play the game. Now, I'll say this: my son is 13, plays quarterback, and Zach, I don't know if you remember much about my career, but I was not known
I do,
for
trust me.
I was not known for running the football. And my son watches Jackson Dart now; he's trying to run linebackers over. I'm like, bro, this is not,
Take it
this is
easy.
not. Yeah, look what happened to Dart last week, right? You're going to put yourself in harm's way. But I think, both really talented quarterbacks and look, you got to get the right people around them, right? You got to not just the coaching staff, the front office, who's going to build the proper team around them, get the right players around them. And it's tough when you're a first round pick at quarterback and there's a lot of expectations around you. And all of a sudden now you're going to have a new coaching staff, have to learn a new playbook. Hopefully they follow in the footsteps of Drake May because he's been able to make one hell of a season out of it.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I know this could be tricky because it's your school, right, in Michigan State.
Yeah.
When they hired Jonathan Smith, I said, it's a tough job, but I thought that was a good hire on the surface. It hasn't gone the way that they've envisioned it. People are wondering if he'll even be back next year. Do you think it's too late for him to get it right? And do you think they should just cut ties or give him another chance next year?
Yeah, man, it's tough. I reached out to Coach Smith when he was hired, and with his resume, I thought he could do a good job. But honestly, I don't even know how much you put on him. I look at the way the college football is run now, and I mean, unless you're the Ohio States or the Alabamas or some of these teams, I don't even know how you can operate a successful program with guys leaving each and every year, having to retain your players. The transfer portal—it's unbelievable. And so, man, I don't even know half the guys out there playing, you know, you read about them coming into school, now they're transferring. It's tough to be consistent and win unless you're one of those big dogs. So I don't know what they're going to do. I know there's been some rumors. Max Bulla, who was a teammate of mine, you know, coaching down there at Notre Dame, a lot of people want him to come home. So we'll have to see, you know, how that plays out. But, man, I've been cut. I've been fired. I never wish that upon anyone. So we'll see what happens.
And here's the thing, too. You talk about the big schools, but then you got a guy like Cignetti who walks into a big game and turns it around instantly. You know, those are anomaly situations. But if you're Michigan State, it's like, all right, now you got to find your next Kurt Cignetti here.
That's right. And I think you're going to see like the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Texases, the Georgias. They're going to be able to maintain consistency, whereas a school like Indiana, you know, they're going to have that magical run. You get the right group of people, whether it's through this transfer portal and obviously good coaching and go on one of those runs, which is, I think, you know, the way that they have the playoff system set up, it allows for teams to be successful like that. But I think to have continued success, like what we used to see, these dynasties of Alabama or the Ohio States, I think those schools are in the driver's seat right now.
He's Brian Hoyer. He joins us on behalf of DraftKings. DraftKings will have a 30% same-game parlay profit boost for Jets-Pats on Thursday Night Football for all customers. Just visit the DraftKings Sportsbook app and opt in. Brian, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks, Zach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.